The Book of Ruth by Jane Hamilton. What it begins with, I know finally, is the kernel of meanness in people's hearts. I don't know exactly how or why it gets inside us. That's one of the mysteries I haven't solved yet. I always tried to close my eyes and believe that angels, invisible in their gossamer dresses, were keeping their loving vigil. I learned, slowly, that if you don't look at the world with perfect vision, you're bound to get yourself cooked. Even though I may still be looking through the dark glass, even though I haven't finished learning the lessons, I'm the only one who tells the story from beginning to end. It can't be up to Ruby, because he's been spirited away and born again. Neither love nor prayer can bring him back. May can talk herself blue in the face and no one will hear. By rights, this belongs to Justy, because he inherits the earth for a short time. But he doesn't quite count yet. He'll remember the taste of pecan balls, exactly how the powdery mash got stuck on the roof of his mouth. The color black, maybe. And the color and the shape of Ruby's teeth. They were rotten with sweets. I tell myself that it should be simple to see through the past now that I'm set loose.